Here, that is just a little bit of my stand-up. I like to put those clips at the beginning of the audio so y'all can hear my stand-up. Some people don't even know I'm a stand-up comedian, but I've been doing stand-up for 6 years, y'all, and I am on tour right now. The Still Standing Comedy Tour is coming to a city near you. Bridgeport, Connecticut. I am actually there this weekend, April 19th and 20th at the Stress Factory. Cleveland, Ohio, April 26th, 27th. Raleigh, May 3rd and 4th. Tacoma, Washington, May 10th and 11th. London, UK, baby. I am coming one night only with B. Simone. The Still Standing Comedy Tour is May 18th. London, get your tickets now. Do I have a lot of London fans? Are y'all listening to me over there in London? Let me know in the comments. Comments and let me know if y'all are in London. Louisville, Kentucky. Did I say that right? Louisville. It got an S, but some people say Louis, some people say Louis. But I'm coming. May 24th, 26th, Ontario, California, June 7th and 9th. Dallas, Texas, that is my hometown. June 13th, I will be at the Majestic Theater. We are going to sell that baby out. I'm going to have some surprise guests, so get ready for that. That's going to be a really big show on this tour. Chicago, Illinois, July 12th through the 14th at the Improv. Washington, D.C., July 26th, 28th at the Improv. All of these cities, if you heard your city, you're in a surrounding city, make sure you pull up to the Still Standing Comedy Tour. Tickets are available at officialbsimone.com. Bridgeport, I will see you this weekend. Y'all, let's get into the show. I know y'all ready for this guest, Crystal Renee. Let's go, baby. What's up, y'all? Ooh, welcome to another episode of Let's Try This Again podcast. It is your girl, B. Simone. I am here. I am so excited. It's like, don't even show them who next to me yet. Keep the camera on me. Because when y'all put the camera on her, baby, she gonna shine so bright, you gonna have to put your stunner shades on. You hear me? Okay, calm down. Everybody relax. Okay. I'm so excited. This is one of my first guests. And y'all, first of all, before we get into my guests, I want to thank every single person because I made it to number one on society and culture. We made it to number 12 in the world. I had no expectations. Y'all know I've been saying number one podcast. I've been saying that for 2 years since my last podcast. I'm just manifesting and saying it. And we was really number one in our category. And thank you to every single person that listened, every single person that watched the YouTube. I am just humbly grateful. And I am, God kept his promise. Be obedient to him and he gonna do his part. Do what he told you to do, even when it doesn't look good, even when it doesn't look like it's the right thing, even when it doesn't make sense. Just do it. Did God say do it? Okay, do it. You don't have to know the next step. You don't have to know A through Z. You just have to know God told me to do this. I don't know what's going to come from it. I don't know what to do, but he told me to do it. So I'm being obedient. And man, my obedience was just a blessing. And it showed in not only the success of the podcast, but my freedom and me talking. Sometimes I get in my head, like I even told one of my producers, I'm like, scratch the episode. I don't want to put out the visual. I don't like the lighting. I was over analyzing every little thing. And I feel like it was just the enemy in my head. Cause once I put it out, I'm like, this is not bad. This is me talking. I feel free. I'm being myself. So don't let the enemy get in your mind and start attacking your ideas, your vision, something you've done that you're scared to put out. Try it again. Do it. You're ready. You're prepared. Even if you're not, guess what? Try it and see what you need to learn from the experience. So I did that and I'm proud of myself. And thank you to every single person that has listened and supported the podcast so far. But
I'm so nervous.
Calm down. Okay. We have a superstar on the couch. She is not only a superstar. She is my home girl. She is my sister, okay? From another mother. I'm going to say my brother from another. My sister from another mister, okay? We ain't got the same daddy or the same mom, but she my sister in Christ. My girl, Crystal Renee.
What's up, B?
I am so happy you made this work. She's like, look, B, every time I try to get on her show, yes. I'm busy. And then she tried to come on and she said, you know what? I can make the 12 work. She got a driver outside a black truck. See, she got money. She got a lot of money. She got a driver out there. She said, I got to go soon as I leave. So I thank you for your time.
No, thank you.
And just coming and, you know, you got to leave soon after this. But
we're
going to make
it
work.
I'm
thank
here.
You, girl. Yes. I had to get her on here, you guys. So we connect. How did we meet? Did we meet on church or online?
It was
we
church.
Met at church.
Yeah.
We go to the same church here in Atlanta. Yes. And we met at church, exchanged information. Mm-hmm. And we have just been like two peas in a pod since.
Literally.
Every time I talk to you, I always say how much you have blessed me in this season. Mm. And, you know, I don't want to get too deep too soon, but yeah. I'm going to say this. I want to say it publicly. I've told her this privately, but I want the world to know who this woman is on social media is who she is in real life. Your heart is so big, and I see so much of myself in you. And I'm like, we get tainted and hurt along the way on our journey, and it's so hard to not cut people off.
Right.
You want to guard your heart, but you don't want to be like, I'm not effing with nobody else. F you. I got my little circle and some of y'all in it. F y'all too. I don't know if I trust y'all. You know, you get hurt so bad.
Yeah. It's real.
And you haven't done that. I'm somebody new in your life, new in your circle, new in your vicinity. And you have brought me in with so much love. Mm-hmm. And I asked you this question the other day. I'm like, how did you know to trust me? How did you know to allow me in your space? Because I'm trying to learn that in this season I'm walking in. How do you know who to allow into your circle, into your space?
Yeah.
You know? Oof. So when I asked you that, your answer was so simple, discernment.
Yeah.
You know, discernment. And how did you get to that point of you knew how to discern and it wasn't just paranoia?
Right. Exactly.
You know?
And it definitely was my walk with God.
Okay.
You know, honestly, because I feel like the closer I get to him, the keener that instinct is.
It's a knowing.
It's so spot on. It's like, you feel it. Like when somebody walks in the room, it's like, like you feel that energy. Like, let me stay away from this. So you just watch. And I'm the type of person that just observes the room before I jump into a conversation.
You can feel it.
I can feel it.
I need to work
on
my feelings.
But also when you said you see a lot of your, like we're alike. So when you, it's like light tracks to light. It's literally like,
you can feel it.
I can feel that we really come together because it's something we don't know what it is. But when you have that light, it just attracts.
Yeah. I love that. I love you so much. Like, so before we get too deep, because we're going to get deep on here. Yeah. But I'm like,
we brought in the daylight.
Right. I just had to say that because, you know, I tell you that every time I talk to you, I'm always crying when I'm talking to you.
Right.
But like I said, in this season, I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm very sensitive to new people. I'm very sensitive to even people that have been in my life.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just very sensitive.
Yeah.
So to have you in my life in this season, you've been such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very obvious for me, you know, because I'm like going through a lot. But you a singer.
Yeah.
So she could sing, y'all. I mean, if you missed her live show, I missed it. I was not in Atlanta. I am so sad that I was on the road. I was in Philly, but I saw the videos. I saw the pictures. You look so freaking good.
Thank you.
So we gonna sing.
Okay.
What song can we sing? I want to harmonize.
Okay.
We went through all them songs. Should we just do Say My Name?
Yeah. Okay. Destiny's Child. We love that.
Okay. You start. Wait, what's your note?
Alto. In the morning, I'm a tenor.
Maybe a bass.
Maybe a baritone. Hey. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Wait, what note are you going to start off at?
Alto. So say my name, say my name.
So what's my note then? Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name. Okay.
W, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah. One, two, three. Let's go. Say my name, say my name.
This, I hate it.
You hate?
It's me. You said, okay.
Say my name.
Go a little higher.
That?
Okay.
Yeah.
You said, can you do that? Crystal.
Well,
can you do that?
Why are you down here?
You're noted. Raise your eyebrows. Higher. You're flat. I am up here. You're down here. Oh, my God. She said, well, can you do that?
Because I know you can.
Thanks, sis. All right. Good.
All right.
I'm so scared to sing with you. Five, six, seven, eight. I say my name.
I say my name.
Lord, I don't want to play no more.
Well, we got this. We can do it. Okay, all right.
I'm sweating. I feel like I'm about to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Ooh, now that's hard.
All right, come on.
Too early. Okay, ready?
What's your note? Tell me your note.
Say my name.
That's my note. Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Okay.
One, two.
Say. Wait, what's your note? Here's a say, money say.
Yeah.
Say my name. Okay.
One,
I'm gonna close my eyes. I can't look at
three,
you.
Sing.
Say my name. That's not
no
right.
No one is around you. Say baby, I love you. That's not right.
I'm fucking it up. Let me just sing with you.
All right, ready? Mm-hmm. Just sing. Let's just sing.
Oh, just, okay.
No harmonies.
No harmony. But I love harmony so much,
amazing.
I have to find it.
I know.
I can't even look.
One, two, three.
Say my name. When no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running games, say my name.
Woo! Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. You got it.
Close my eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't do the whole song.
Okay.
That's enough. I'm so scared. But I'm making her look bad.
No, you're not.
I was right.
That was it. When you found it, that was it.
But I found it and lost it.
Okay. You going to keep it.
Let's try this again.
All right. I love it. Okay.
Same.
One, two.
Okay, I'm just closing my eyes.
All right, one, two, three.
Say my name. When no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game, say my name. You acting kind of shady and calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name. If no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game.
I found it. I fucking sound it. Do you want to be Tony or
Beyonce? Let's do a singing Tony voice.
Say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name. You're acting kind of shady. And call me baby. What a sudden change.
Ooh! I found it at the end. Y'all don't play with me. I know my harmonies. At least I know when I'm off. See, I know.
Because see, some people don't.
And you just keep singing.
Yeah, and it's like, stop.
At least I knew when I was off.
Yes.
And then I found it.
You sure
but you
did,
see, the
honey.
Only way I found it is because I did what?
Hey, didn't give up.
I didn't give up. I tried again.
Yeah, listen.
That's the only way I found it.
Yeah. That's a word now.
please, y'all, don't judge me now. Hey, I want to do another one. Now I'm into it. It's like, y'all gonna sing this whole episode?
Right.
It's a good one. I just want to do one more.
You want to do a Tony Bryson song?
Let's do it.
7 whole days?
I don't know those words. Jesus. It's like,
I'll break my heart.
Okay.
Ooh, that's hard. Okay, right.
From I'm just so sick.
We both said.
Unbreak my heart, say you love me again. Undo this hurt you caused when you walked out the door and walked out in my life. Uncry these tears, I'll cry so many nights.
I fucked up. That was so good. The beginning was so good. I should have just stopped.
We love you, Tony.
Wow. You also have to know when to stop.
Hey, Shabba.
Not just try again, but stop. And reset. Sometimes you have to reset. I shouldn't have kept going. That beginning was good, though. Put the good clip in there. Now, when y'all show the people, put the good clip in.
Yeah,
I know y'all heard it. Oh, that beginning was good. Okay, just one more time.
Okay.
Just that part.
Okay.
The beginning part that I did good at.
Okay, right.
And then I'm going to let it go.
Okay.
Because y'all like, B, you don't got it. I got it. And
you
I know
it.
Y'all heard it for us. It was 2 seconds of goodness. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. One, mm-hmm. two, three, sing.
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. undo this hurt that you caused when you walked out the door and walked out of my life.
Okay, I'm stopping right there.
Okay.
Because then that's when I fall off.
Okay, that's all
but
right.
That was good. Did I do it?
You did it.
Tell the truth.
So good.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Add me to the group.
Yes.
She's like, baby, this is a solo. This is not a duet. I would be at every Hawks game.
I'm like, ain't nobody checking for you, Otis.
Y'all, please put in the comments, did I have it? Yeah. I might not have had the whole thing, but I had that one part. Y'all heard that harmony. Yeah. Thank you so much. I was in a girl group. Thank you.
Period. I know 15. That's right. Come on now.
Not telling y'all the name.
What was the name?
Fantasy. F-A-N-T-A-C-I.
See,
it's like, why are y'all trying to be so different? Why are y'all trying to be so different?
That is hilarious.
Okay, so we did the singing, y'all. But I do want to ask you, I'm going to go straight into the questions because you are how old?
I'm 41.
She is 41. Yes. And look at her. I told her, I said, when I am in my 40s, I better look this good, this fine, have this much success, this much abundance, this much joy. But we're going to talk about men.
Let's talk about it.
Because me and you were just talking about on the couch, how do you keep that faith and that just knowing and belief that my husband is coming, I'm going to be a mother. To any woman out there that feels like you're losing time, you're getting older, maybe your career has taken over, I feel the same.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel the same. Like, I'm not nervous about it. I don't want to say yet because I still have faith. I'm still like super optimistic about it. But I am like, okay, like, for the first time, I asked myself a question. I'm like, well, every woman in the Bible wasn't married. Maybe. Or every, you know, I start going over. I'm like, no, that's not your story.
That's not your,
So how do you maneuver through this?
You know what? It's a process.
Yeah.
There's seasons of my life where I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll be like Oprah and just have me a Stedman.
Wow.
And not get married and just be super successful. And
but then, do you want that?
Sometimes.
Okay. Okay.
Depends on what day you
ask
me.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And then there's other days where I do want the family. But I'm going to tell you, V, this world and the state that the world is in makes it so scary to bring a child into this world.
So hard.
So me, I'm just like, ugh.
Do I want who you're bringing it in with.
Exactly.
Like, I am attached to you for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. At least the rest of this child's life.
Yeah.
Until they get to an age of consent or older, you know?
Yeah. And then even when it comes to getting pregnant at this age, you know, statistics have shown, or the doctors say, that once you reach a certain age, it's a geriatric pregnancy, and that you,
what is that?
Basically, after a certain age, it's a risk at risk pregnancy.
Okay.
And I look at PD has said something that basically saying the stories in the Bible are just to let you know that these things can happen for you too. So we look at Sarah. She was like, I think 100 or 90. She was like,
Jesus,
really old.
Sarah. You know?
Come on, guys. Now you're going to have a baby.
My God.
You know? So I look at that and I'm like, maybe I will be a little older. And then there's women that have amazing pregnancies or later on in age. So I'm like, if that's in the cards for me, that's going to be for me. Because every time I have girlfriends that call me all the time, like, have you frozen your eggs yet? And I'm like, yo, can you get out of my ovaries,
stressing me out
please?
About that.
No, it literally stresses me.
It's so stressful.
Just because you took on that pressure, don't put that on me.
Yes.
You know?
I went and got tested and they told me I had PCOS. You know, it's just like polycystic. I'm sorry, y'all.
PCOS. Yeah.
Google it. but she was like, you need to freeze your eggs. I'm like, ma'am, like, just give me a second.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not,
that's
my mind isn't there yet. And maybe one day I'll get there, but I don't want to do that right now.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm still young and you're still young.
Yeah.
Women are having babies at 45.
Baby. Okay. I got time.
Yeah.
And then also I'm open to surrogacy.
Really?
Says I have, yeah. I don't know if I want to go through all that.
Wow.
That's an interesting
look.
It's a beautiful experience. And I see so many women like naturally have a baby.
Wow.
But as I get older, I'm like, maybe that's not in the cards for me.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But yeah, every day it changes and I allow myself to go through those emotions and change my mind. I don't have to say stick to one thing and that's Bible. No, I can change my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I even went through a phase where I was like, could I be in an open relationship? I thought about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
be, because listen, it's stressful.
It's like, do you think you can be with one nigga forever? I thought about that though.
I've also thought about there's a thing called a commitment ceremony where, because I, you know, like everything under law just makes things tricky when you're successful.
Okay.
So like the whole thing, like what I have is mine, what you have is yours, what we do together
is ours.
You know, but there's, if you want to leave, you're not like bound to this. There's no bondage.
Wow.
You know, but I still want to be under God because I want to fornicate all my life.
Right.
Okay.
I don't want to fornicate.
Come on.
All my life.
I want to know this is under God.
For sure. It is blessed. The Lord is blessing
it. Blessing it. Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. So that was something that I actually looked into, like the last 3 years. I was like, that was an idea that I was like really kind of growing more and more fond of. And I just wanted to make sure it was still like under God and that he would
bless it.
Because sometimes when the law gets into things, it just makes it even more tricky. And then I was like, I don't feel like relationships should be that hard. That. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, we do all that for our business.
Hello.
We do. We sign contracts for our business. We make sure you sign this NDA. Mm-hmm. I know you, my sister. Mm-hmm. Sign this NDA. My sister hasn't signed the NDA yet. I'm working on it.
Honey, Jordan, and me and Jordan,
Jordan,
too.
No, I'm just kidding. Right. You ain't got to sign one, Jordan. I love you. Yeah, that's all my secrets. I'll tell yours. But you know, men, relationships coming into your house, you traveling with them, you pulling up on them. It's like, you have a lot to lose now.
You do too.
Yeah.
We have a lot to lose.
We're successful.
Yeah. There's a lot to think about.
Yeah. So I don't know. I have thought about open relationships. I've thought about it, but I'm like, am I just settling because I haven't had my person yet and I'm going to all these other thoughts? Or do I really want that? No, I don't want to share my man with anybody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, my man.
And then it's like, girl, so when was your, you talked about your salvation recently. When did you like fully commit and give your life to Christ?
Well, I did it at the age of 12 and then I recommitted within the last year.
The last year, same. So I've been on the same journey for about a year and a half where I'm like, okay, super relationship. Like, not just religion. I go to church. I believe in God. Like, no, a relationship with
him. It's different.
Fasting, listening to him, hearing him, walking with him, not making a decision before you at least ask him and consult him.
Oof.
This is so new to me.
Yeah.
And I have never dated in this season.
Yeah.
As a woman closer to Christ, like, there's culture dating and there's kingdom dating.
Hey.
So I'm like,
but you got to find a kingdom
man. You got to find a kingdom man.
That's hard.
And then, you know, I had this conversation with a friend the other day. She was like, do you think you would be celibate if you got in a serious relationship? And I was like, I can't promise that I would. I can't promise that. Yeah. Like, my honest answer is, I don't know.
Right.
I don't think so. I'm celibate now because I ain't got no candidates.
Yeah. It's harder now, when you got something laying right next to you.
When you got somebody and you love him and chocolate and pretty teeth and just fine. And it's like, okay, stop touching my booty.
Please stop.
God is watching. Like, Jesus is the Holy Spirit is right here with us.
Right.
So I can't promise that I will be celibate.
Yeah.
If I got in a relationship now, how are you with that? Like sex, kingdom, culture, like what journey are you on right now with sex, if you don't mind
asking. Yeah, no, right now I'm not having sex. Going get nobody.
Right.
But it's really hard to like withhold that when you got somebody like right there, like it's a fight. And I went through a season of my life where I was dating this guy and I told him, I said, I want to experience love the way God intended.
Jesus.
Because when you think about it, every time the relationship is going amazing, then you have bring sex into the fold and then instantly it's like the scales are like lifted off
and
your eyes.
Like,
it's like,
I cannot believe I had sex with you.
Listen.
That veil is taken off.
It's taken off and you're like, oh my goodness. And it changes everything. So I said, I feel like God put that in place to protect us from heartbreak.
Yeah.
But we continue to open up ourselves literally.
First.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or too early.
Too early. Yep. Yeah. And the guy I was dating at the time, he was like, you know what? I'm with you. But he was
an F-boy.
And he was respecting my wishes.
It's like, you say you with me, but now we watching Netflix in your hand.
But he was with somebody else, too.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of them cannot, like, they'll be doing their stuff on the side and try to respect what you want to do and act like, yeah, I'm with you. You're with me because you're with somebody.
So you were like, I want you to be celibate with me.
Yeah.
Not even have, I don't want you to do anything outside
of me. I want that kingdom love. Yeah.
Got you with just us.
Mm-hmm. Because honestly, it also shows a different type of discipline when you can like literally let go of what the flesh wants.
Man.
And focus on God. And you see like, have you ever noticed like when we fast, how everything is just so much more productive?
Quicker.
Baby, you hear him clearer, honey.
That's how I came up with this. I was like, I'm going to do a fast. I didn't even go into it saying, God, give me, I just said, I want clarity and I want to work on forgiveness.
Ooh.
Forgiving people that hurt me and forgiving myself.
Yeah.
That's all I asked for in my fast. Mm-hmm. Every day I was praying forgiveness. I was saying people's names that I needed to forgive. Mm-hmm. I was saying, I forgive myself. I love myself. Mm-hmm. God, give me clarity on my career. Girl, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. two weeks, not 2 days into this fast, he dropped the name, the description. I was weeping in the bed and I just picked up my phone and I started writing.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote 100 names. The last name was, let's try this again.
Wow.
I wrote the description about resentment, but because of that fast.
Because of, like, I'm telling you, the way you tap into the spirit when you're on a fast is unreal.
It's different.
And you want to stay in that like forever. It's like,
forever.
Can I stay in this forever?
I feel so close to him.
Yes. Yeah. And I was telling someone like, when we were doing the fast, I was like, I want to stay like this forever. Yeah. You know, and as soon as it's over, it's like, oh, give me a steak. Yeah. Let me get that lemon drop.
When we went out to eat after church, we went out to eat on Easter, y'all. I was like, oh, I get to break my fast today. Yes. Baby, I'm going in. We had a table full of food.
Oh my God, it was insane.
I had 4 bites. I said,
you were like, literally, I had some pizza the other night and I literally like spit it back out.
You were like, I can't do this.
It was too much. I was like, oh my
your
gosh.
Your taste buds start to change.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love pizza. Changes. But it was just, I was like, this is too much cheese.
Because
I let dairy go.
Dairy.
And my body was like, what you doing?
Okay. Okay.
Let it go. Stop.
Man.
But yeah.
Yeah. Fasting helps so much. I've never fasted about a guy though.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
If I have any candidates,
you know,
I would.
Where you at?
Let's do a dating show.
Let's do it. Like, are you serious? Come on.
Put in the comments if y'all want me and Crystal to do something. That would
That'd be crazy. It would be.
I want to do one.
Oh my God.
Like maybe you could host it or maybe we could do it together.
Let's host it together.
Like,
together.
We have, we're like, no, he would be better with Crystal. He'd be better. We like, I don't know. I don't know. Make our own Bachelorette. Make our own Love is Blind.
Listen,
I love Love is Blind.
It's so good.
Because that concept of not seeing somebody but falling in love with their heart and their conversation.
Because honey, these eyes will be deceiving. These eyes had me falling for somebody that was not good at the core.
It's like, he is a rapper. And he got ass and titties all around him every day.
Hello.
On the internet.
On the internet.
Throwing money. And you think that's cute.
It's not.
I'm getting further away from that, though.
Good.
The old me would have been like, that's my husband. The new me is like, get thee behind me, Satan.
Literally.
Get behind me. I know that ain't my man.
That is not my man.
But the,
God
the
did not
things
say that.
You're attracted to when you're younger.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I used to always tell mom, I was like, I just like them nice and a little rough on the edges. Honey, they're a little rough on the edges. And I still like them a little rough on the edges, but you got to have a little
rough on the edges.
It will get you in trouble.
Prison. now the FBI has to know when you're talking about, sir, officer, it was him. Please don't look at me.
Please.
Let me tell y'all something. If I am dating you, I'm going to tell you day one, I'm a snitch. So I'm not a snitch if something happened.
Right.
Because I already told you, day one, I'm going to tell if they come.
It was him.
What?
It was not me.
You want me to go to prison for you?
No.
I'm not doing that.
No.
I'm not doing that.
Let me tell you something. I was doing edibles when I just being transparent.
Yeah.
And I gave my friend, this guy was dating some. And he was like, I don't feel nothing. So I go to my drawer. My friend who lives in LA, she's like the edible queen.
Yeah.
So I was like, now this right here.
You're like, all right.
It's going to get you.
Take a nibble. Don't eat that whole thing.
He's like, all right. He took a big, I said, that was too much. 3 o'clock in the morning. Of course, I'm like gone. Like, he's like, wake up. He's like, we got to go to the hospital. I said,
I'm gone too.
And I'm not going to jail for you. I was saying.
We ate an edible.
We was on drugs.
What? We was on drugs.
I'm not.
You're going to have to Uber.
I said, you're going to be all right.
You're fine.
Go
drink some water.
I can't. Like, I'm not going to jail for nobody.
Say, the headline ain't going to say me and Crystal Renee.
No, it ain't. I can't. I have to protect myself. So I'm not going to jail for nobody. Or they're going to question me like, oh, so y'all was doing. No.
No. We thought they were regular brownies.
I thought it was a gummy. Bear. Haribo.
I thought it was a gummy bear. Please. Somebody. Oh my God.
It was a crazy kiss. And we've got to go to the hospital. I was like, we're not going to
there ain't
the
no we, sir. There ain't no we.
I was like, I can't even move right now.
Either roll over or figure it out.
But in my mind, I'm like, if you know how like in those gang shows, like somebody gets shot and they just throw them at the car and keep going.
You're like, and he would have been on the side of that road.
Bye.
Get on out.
There's somebody outside Northside Hospital because I can't.
Oh my God, that's me. I'm not holding no man down. I'm sorry.
I can't do it.
No, illegal stuff?
Mm-mm.
Please don't do that with me.
Please don't.
I'm so scary.
And we're attached to too much. Like our integrity is too high. We're attached to too much. Like I can't. Don't risk that.
I am not going to be on the shade room talking about B. Simone and
ever.
Kodak Black. It was B. Simone and Kodak. Hold on now.
Kodak cleaning up though. Baby, he got a little light on him.
Hold on now.
I said.
Because recent clips I done seen of Kodak, I said, now that brother got the Lord.
Baby.
Something spiritual.
Yes,
that's internal.
I can see
Kodak
it.
Kodak looking picture perfect. Now that man, I said, ooh. Kodak looking like Polaroid.
Listen. Right now, Kodak is here. He done cleaned up, honey. Yeah.
That skin, that smile, that joy.
Yes, it's different.
Kodak, I'm proud of you, brother. Yes. Whatever you're doing, keep going.
Yeah,
keep going now, because check a DM. Then don't you lie to me. I won't.
I won't.
I started looking him up. I said, well,
Could I?
Oh, he looks good.
He does.
I'm proud of him, though. Whatever he's doing, he looks happy. He looks joyful. And that started that internal.
It does.
That ain't got nothing to do with the outside world. Mm-mm. Whatever you're working on internally is going to exude physically.
Period.
All the time.
Yep.
Ooh, Kodak.
Yes, proud of you, brother. For sure. Yeah, but yeah, that's where I am with that.
Okay.
I haven't given up hope. I'm not dating anybody right now.
Okay.
I did date 2 people last year.
Okay.
And I hadn't dated in years. I just finally said, Chris, you got to be more open.
Okay.
Just dating is getting to know. You're collecting data.
That's it. Even if it's not your husband, you're still learning about yourself.
Exactly.
What you want, what you don't want. Okay.
Yeah. And I think now dating at this big age, one, my tolerance is a lot lower. And I spied it
first
real
date,
quick.
This ain't gonna work.
Yeah, no, it ain't gonna work. Yeah.
Wow.
So I did that. I dated one guy. His sister actually reached out to me, connected us. He was fine.
I think you told me about him. So, okay. So before you go into this, when you talk about all these things and these guys, and do they ever be hitting you up like, don't talk about me on the podcast, or I heard you say this about me.
This is my life, my story.
See?
You know what I'm saying? And I'll never call it an email, but.
Okay, well, let me air out my niggas. After you go, let me hear
about
that.
Yeah, but we dated, and it just seemed like a lot of people get so caught up in this Instagram world. And you on Instagram, I'm like,
you're so professional.
You know, a lot of people get caught up in this Instagram world.
Yeah.
And I thought that I was talking to one person. And then when you get to know them, it's like, oh, you're not what
you
post.
Are.
You're not who you post
who you
to be.
Portray to be.
Hello.
Wow.
What you posting on Instagram, that's not who you are. And it didn't take long for me to figure that out.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And then I was like, I'm cool.
You're not the one.
Yeah. And a lot of times people feel like we're a great idea, like they can handle it.
Uh-huh.
And so they get in there like, oh, wait, they move different. These women got their stuff together.
What? And they really don't need me for, see, I believe I need
now.
A man. I want to have a family. I want a provider.
Yes.
I want a husband. I want a protector. I want my purpose mate.
Yes.
Right? I want my soulmate. I want who God has for me, but I don't need you for money.
Yeah.
Or I don't have to be like, babe, can I have the card for this or for that?
And that's what they want to feel like.
And they want to feel that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like once I want me a boss.
Yeah.
But when you get it,
you can't handle it.
So how do you maneuver? Like, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to not dim our light? That's not what I'm saying. But are you supposed to kind of let him know you need him? Or be like, stop pulling out your card so much because I'm paying for it. I got it.
Exactly. Yeah.
A guy don't want that.
They don't want that. And you do. You have to find a balance in between letting a man know that he is needed in whatever way that you need him, you know, and making him feel like he's valid in your space.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when we're so used to being by ourselves, we run everything. We run our businesses. We're alpha women. So we run it also when somebody comes in. It's hard to like learn how to switch gears and be like, okay, let me take the back seat.
Yeah.
And allow him to do things. But then when they're not stepping up, it's like, well, shit,
I got it. I'll change my own oil.
I ain't doing that, but.
She said, I beat up to do what?
You're right. But you know what I'm saying? It's like those things. So it is a way to show them that they're needed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. So I am, like I said, I've always done culture dating. I've always been sexually active. I've always been out in the clubs with my dudes, and I'm not saying I would never go to a club again. I still go out and have fun and stuff, but it's just such a different lifestyle.
It is.
Drinking, pre-gaming, drinking before sex, drinking to get through a date, drinking just to, okay, I know this ain't my husband, I just want to have fun.
Yeah,
the person that I was 3 years ago, four years ago is not who I am today, and I don't even know how to date as this person.
It's different.
Like, I've been celibate. I mean, celibate for a year. I've been sober for a year.
That's amazing.
So even like first dates, I'm like, I can't even have no drink.
Right.
And I'm not saying
just something to take the edge off.
And I don't know. Maybe I'll drink again for a big event, or maybe I'll drink again for my wedding. I don't know. But right now, I'm happy with my sobriety.
Oh, I love that.
I'm happy with it. And that's just, that was one thing for me. It wasn't like, oh, I gave my life to Christ, I need to stop drinking.
Right.
No.
He turned the water into wine.
He did.
It's just about, like, he did that. That's Bible.
That's Bible.
But it's about getting inebriated where you can't function.
That's
like, that's the sin.
That's it.
It's not
that's
having it. A nice glass of wine where you, it's and once you know, you're like, okay, this is too much.
It's about what you're convicted about.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? I'm saying, oh, well, God didn't convict me about killing, so I can go. That's not what I'm saying. God
not,
didn't convict
yeah.
me about doing drugs. So that's not mm-hmm. what I'm saying. But once you work on your relationship with
yes.
him,
he'll
he will tell you
heart.
What order.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just stop everything at once.
No.
That's overload. Once
what?
You, I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm gonna stop. Those are just habits.
It's unsustainable. You can't.
If your heart's not shifted, mm-hmm. you're going to go back to it anyway.
Period. Like I did that steak. And that lemon drop.
Work on, I got help me, Lord. What?
It was so good.
So yeah, he convicted me of it, mm-hmm. shifted my heart, and I just haven't done it since.
Yes.
You know, so that was just my own personal walk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my friends be drinking, I'm like, girl, drink.
Do your thing.
We
yeah,
was just
you
in Miami.
Judge.
No.
Yeah.
You gotta have your own relationship. Ain't got nothing to do with me. Cause mm-hmm. I'm still over here cussing, working on my mouth.
Baby, okay.
So
listen.
We all working on something.
And no sin is bigger than the other
at
in
all.
His eyes.
At all. Yeah. At all.
I think it's what you say, where your heart is. When he knows you're trying to live for him, he understands.
Yeah.
There's so many things that it's in the Bible because he knew that we were gonna struggle with
yeah.
it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it wasn't there, then it wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
He knows those are things that are gonna
yeah.
that we're gonna have battles with. So
yeah. So I encourage that for anybody. Mm-hmm. Just your walk with God is not horizontal.
No.
It's vertical.
And zigzaggy.
All
it's
this.
All the things.
It ain't
yeah.
got to do with no crystal, no, mm-mm. no production team, no.
Yes.
It has to do, it's me and him.
Oof.
So the closer you get to him, the
baby,
more he will convict you
good.
And change you and shift your heart. And you just have to walk in obedience. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's it. So like I said, I'm a little nervous about kingdom dating
yeah.
because I know people are human. I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so nervous about, okay, not doing it the right way or mm-hmm. whatever. It's like, take the pressure off.
Yeah.
Be yourself. Mm-hmm. Walk with God and the right steps will come.
He'll guide you.
Yeah, he'll guide you as mm-hmm. you go.
But where yet, Lord? I'm waiting on him.
I'm waiting too.
Because, honey, I just did the live show, my first live
okay.
show.
Okay, tell us about it.
It was amazing. But B, like at the end of the day, I was like, dang, I have nobody to like just download with.
Wow.
Nobody. I literally go to my big ass home
wow.
by myself. My family was
wow.
there, but like nobody just sit there and talk to and just be like, to share that
baby.
Moment with. Yeah, this was crazy.
Wow.
Like, and it really steadied in that night where I was like, dang, like you really out here by yourself.
Man. Okay. So how, now that you're dating, because you went from behind the scenes
mm-hmm. mm.
to seeing it all,
yeah.
seeing the light, seeing the stars, working with all these people mm-hmm. like the Tyler Perrys and
yeah.
behind the scenes and doing the work and still being successful in mm-hmm. that area.
Yeah.
But now
it's different.
You in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can't go nowhere without this girl. Zatima. Her name is Crystal.
Right. Literally.
But, you know, they love you so
yeah.
much. Zatima. Everywhere we go, they love you.
Mm-hmm.
Your energy, your gift,
yeah.
your acting. The mm-hmm. show is amazing.
Thank you.
You're now in the limelight. So how do you feel like, this has been how many years of a lifestyle change for you?
3 years now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's totally different
totally
than
different.
Who the Crystal you were before.
Mm-hmm.
Your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So what does dating look like from
yeah.
being behind the scenes? And now, do you feel like men act different? Do you feel like you're different?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm definitely different.
Okay.
And when it comes to dating now, I have to be even more selective, you know, because you have to think you have an image, you have a brand, and all this could go down the drain if you pick the wrong
person. Oh, my God.
Baby, the wrong person can mess up everything.
Oh, my God.
So you have to be super picky when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Who are you even letting your space?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we have so many business calls and things that happen behind the scenes that people don't see.
Yeah.
But that person is with you every day is
yep.
going to see those things.
Yep.
Do you trust them?
Know your business.
Baby, because I had somebody talking to some 20-something-year-old about my business. I said, do you not realize who you're dating?
Jesus.
Why are you talking to another woman
that?
About my business? And then second, now it's like, oh, yeah, you know the girl on Tyler Perry's Sisters? Yeah, her and her dude, da-da-da-da-da. Like, you don't even understand what you're doing right now. I'm
mm-mm.
not
mm-mm.
Jane from
mm-mm.
around
mm-mm.
the corner.
Mm-mm.
Like, come on. So, like, those. That's where that NDA
See,
come in.
For sure.
Come on.
Sign this.
And that's when my eyes were open to that.
Do you really do that now?
I have to, yes.
With who you're dating?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Anybody come to my house.
Wow.
Yeah.
You say, you gonna sign one, too, when you
mm-hmm.
come.
I got you.
Now, as soon as you, I'm signing now.
Yeah.
I ain't got no problem. I'll be right there. And I
But that
I get
protects
it.
Everybody.
It protects
you know what I'm saying? If we have a party or something, everybody has to sign an NDA. That way,
you can drinking, be your free yourself, be on have camera, fun. Or yeah. have fun, or be none of that. Without being on a shade room the next day.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Just so you can be yourself and not feel like everybody's watching and cameras, everything's catching you. So for that, like, I had to start creating an NDA so that I could be protected in mm-hmm. all areas. Mm-hmm. And you don't even think about stuff.
You don't.
So 3 years ago, I wasn't thinking, oh, you need to sign this.
You no.
I just didn't anything. I had to sign an NDA with Tyler, so I didn't talk about anything with work with my partner. But like anything else, is like, oh yeah, this wow. is, you know, what's going on. But now, like, everything has to be protected.
NDA
on everything.
Wow, I need yeah. to catch up.
It's hard because you don't want your person to feel like you don't trust them. But when everything doesn't last. So when you break up,
man.
People want to pay. Sometimes people want a payday. They may go out and just try to sell something.
I got this video of you. Yeah. I was recording you when you were talking. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Anything. So you have to protect yourself.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think about, I'm like, ooh, what is from my bad? Mm-hmm. And somebody might got on me.
Right.
Ooh, wait, them phones. Jesus.
Them
now you
phones.
Got me thinking. I'm like, can they sign the NDA now after right. 8 years? Can we go back? Can I pay you to sign the NDA?
Right.
Oh my God. What's some, oh, please, Lord Jesus. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that leak real. Spirit.
Yes.
The spirit of leak.
Rebuke it.
I rebuke that leak spirit. Oh my goodness. I'm thinking about the, Braylon now.
All right. Like what did I do before no, the Lord got me.
Before the Lord got me.
Come on now.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So now you're in front of the camera and stuff. How has your life drastically changed though? Not even with dating.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, yeah. Do you feel like your personality has shifted? Do you feel like you're more closed off? You feel like you're more open? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you at your, you ain't even done what you are going to do. And you are, baby, you gone.
Listen.
I see the awards. I see the Oscars. I see the Emmys. Mm. I see the wow. Gram. I see everything.
Yeah.
And I know you see it too. Yeah. But I'm like, you ain't even, you just starting.
Just starting. And that's, even that is a testimony to people who feel like they're behind. You know, I'm 41. My career didn't take out until I was 37.
Wow.
You know, to do really live out my dream and my passion. But literally, like, when I walk out of the house, it's no longer like, I had to literally watch everything. I got to make sure nobody's following me.
Lord.
I can't take an Uber because then you get in the car.
Crystal!
Fatale.
Yep. Yep.
It's like,
yep.
Now you know where I live.
Yep.
And then it turns into, oh yeah, you know the girl from Top Air says she live right there.
Lord.
So like everything goes up. You gotta have protection. You gotta Lord. Have security. You gotta have a driver.
Lord.
You have to when you go out,
budget
it's always
up.
On. Oh.
All that money.
Baby.
For every little thing.
Payroll on everything. You don't think about all the things that come along with
it.
Fame.
Yeah.
Even I have a social battery and that thing drains fast. Like, I'm type, my family knows me so well. Like,
yeah.
they'll come in and they know if I go to my room, I just need to recharge for
yeah.
a second. You know, yeah. it's always so
Give
much
me a
I
minute.
Had.
Yeah. yeah.
So when you're out, you have to be on all the time. You can't have
energy.
A guys, I don't want to talk today. Or like, you may be having the worst day ever. And someone's like, oh my God, Crystal, Fatima, whoever.
Fatima, yeah.
And you're like, hey. And you may be really feeling like crap that day.
Wow.
But you have to turn it on.
Yeah.
That's something I could sit in my crap if
yeah.
I wanted to
yeah.
before. And now it's like, no, you have to be on all
yeah.
the time. And people don't see that part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't see that you're going through things and stressed out about business.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
as you're elevating, like, who do I keep? Who
and
do
I'm
I let
still
go?
Human.
And human. Yes. All these things come along, but you still have to be on.
So you always wanted to, I know you always sang,
mm-hmm.
but you always wanted to act, or was this a new
yeah.
passion?
I always wanted to be an entertainer.
In general.
Mm-hmm. In general,
just
yeah.
on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I watched your clip from your live show, when I say you were so graceful.
Thank you.
Y'all know, hey y'all, thank y'all so much for coming. Oh my God. She walked out, she said, Atlanta. thank you. I said, oh my God,
is
this is a star.
Like, that is not Crystal.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here watching it in the car. I was in the car with her and her family. I'm like crying. My
yeah,
eyes are watering.
Are, yeah.
Because I know what it takes mm-hmm. to do that.
To do that.
People don't see the production.
Oh my God.
People don't see the, once again, let's try this again, the resilience.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, we go mm-hmm. through the exact same things as you women out there,
yes.
gentlemen, whoever's watching.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, ours is just magnified.
Yeah,
and sometimes
it.
You have no idea what we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
I am on the floor and I have to mm-hmm. pick myself up
yes.
by myself, of course with God,
mm-hmm.
but physically by myself
yeah.
and keep going
and keep
choose
going.
To do it over and over and over and over and over
yes.
and over.
Yes.
That is what got us here. That
mm-hmm.
is what got us to this couch. That is what got you to one of the biggest shows in the world,
mm-hmm.
in the culture.
Yeah.
That is what got you to singing
yeah.
at the Hawks game. Not
mm-hmm.
be, the first time you fail, okay.
Yep, no.
This ain't for me. This honey, isn't my journey. Yeah. Baby, you keep getting tough.
10 years of no's.
Jesus.
Before I got, literally, I was literally working as a PA and a costumer at Tyler Perry Studios on lunch break, getting auditions, going to the wardrobe department, changing to something that fit that character, running to take the audition, grabbing lunch, go back upstairs, change, get back to work to get no's for 10 years.
Y'all, and let me tell you, PA, in case y'all don't know, personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
She was serving behind the scenes, yeah, behind the camera, still chasing her dreams.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't in that moment trying to be on it. She's like, let me just serve in this area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm still pure heart, mm-hmm, pure soul, building, yeah, your network, your connections, yes, but you were serving.
Yeah.
I love, yeah, that.
Tyler had made a comment at my 40th birthday about, he said, I never knew this is what she wanted. Cause I never told him.
You never told
him. I never told him until, yeah. Wait. Started working at the studio in 2012. Didn't get the guts to say anything until 2019. Yeah. And had auditioned for stuff at the studio. Never.
Wow.
And he had no idea.
You weren't even auditioning.
Yes.
For stuff for him.
Yes. And he had no idea.
Wow.
I got chills. Yeah. And it's crazy because whatever that was that God was protecting me from, and I do feel like it was really him preparing me.
Preparing.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah. You was going through the trenches.
Because you don't know what all
this comes
with.
Yep.
So if I had have gotten it then, I wouldn't have been able to steward over it the way I do now. Being Tyler's stylist for 5 years, I'm around him for business calls. I'm around him with Oprah and all these amazing people. And I get to hear these conversations.
You're learning.
I'm learning. I see how to move. I see how to treat people.
Wow.
I see how he manages money, how he pays the bills. And this man got a lot of bills.
Wow.
He sits there to this day, a billionaire, and clicks on everything to approve it. Wait, what is this?
Ooh, what is this
line
dollar?
Line number 125.
That's a dollar off.
What's this?
That gives me chills.
Still, to this day, does that. So it taught me, okay, this is what I need to do. Because you start getting so busy. Can you just handle that? Can you handle that? Because I don't have time. Before you know it, where my money?
Let me tell you.
Gone.
Because of that, I have learned this through a whole friend's experience.
Mm.
Her mother is going through so much right now,
mm-hmm,
with legal stuff because, yeah, she trusted an accountant,
mm-hmm,
a financial advisor, somebody to do her taxes,
mm-hmm,
and they did illegal stuff all the, mm-hmm, wrong way. And now she,
Jesus,
is getting in trouble for, mm-hmm, something she paid somebody, hired somebody, mm-hmm, to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta get on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be honest, y'all.
Yeah.
I delegate so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying you to do this.
Yeah.
I pay. Baby.
Now that's power and delegation.
For sure.
Yeah, you gotta delegate.
You gotta delegate.
You're one person.
You gotta delegate.
But you also have to oversee
and
make sure.
You have to be involved, mm-hmm, and oversee.
Yeah.
And that's something I need to be better at with my finances. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you said that. Because,
yeah,
that's just another confirmation. All right, Braylon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Even this, my home, this construction with my condo.
Yeah.
When I moved in,
mm-hmm,
they told me 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 2 years.
Are you serious?
They just finished maybe a week ago. It took 2 years. You know why? Number one, not only am I a woman, I'm Black.
Mm-hmm.
I travel so much.
Yeah.
I'm in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I hired a third party to delegate,
mm-hmm,
to do their job, which,
mm-hmm,
they did the best they could. It was really, yeah, the contractor's bullshit.
Contracts are the worst. It's hard to find.
You gotta be on their neck.
Yeah, and if you need to go, when I got you.
Please.
Yeah, I guess it's too late now.
It's too late now, but baby, we
yeah,
will. The next one.
The next thing, yeah.
But in and out, busy,
mm-hmm,
not stewarding over.
Yeah.
What is this?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Yes.
What is this? Why? They need this for here.
Mm-hmm.
I just want it done.
Yes.
I just want it done.
Transferring
now.
Money.
Transferring,
yeah,
money, all these wires.
Mm-hmm.
My account called me and said, what's all this money going,
mm-hmm,
out? I said, so, you know,
yeah,
I need to be better at,
yeah,
that. And you guys, stewarding over your money in whatever season you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I wasn't, I'm not going to say fickle, and like, I just wasn't meticulous,
mm-hmm,
with my money,
yeah,
when I didn't have much.
Right.
So why would I be doing
Come
it when
now.
I have a lot?
Yeah.
Prepare for it now.
Yeah. That's why financial literacy is so important.
It's so important.
I'm really honing in on that area because even you think about it, our parents didn't teach us about saving.
Nothing.
They didn't teach us about SEP IRAs.
Nothing.
I didn't know about that until the last 3 years. I'm like, what's that?
Nothing.
You know, I didn't know.
I don't even know some of these words.
I'll tell you.
I'm gonna put you on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of things. So it's in its ways for as you make more money to put money aside that won't get taxed, but it's for another rainy day after a certain age.
Mm-mm,
so like this, you have a certain amount that you can put away that the government can't touch.
Okay.
Which is things you need to know because once you start hitting this certain tax bracket, there's avenues that you can do that's legal.
That's legal.
You know what I'm saying? But that's also going to set you up for your retirement when you get older.
Okay.
And that way, like when it's all this is over with and you like, I don't want to do this no more.
You have something.
You're good.
And you don't
yes.
have to. You can do it because you love it,
exactly.
not because you have to work.
And I don't want to do that for
Yeah.
Her. You know, right now it's like, strike while the iron's hot. We got to go.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, as soon as I finish here, I got to go get another bag. It's like, no stopping.
Yeah.
Like, every other day, it's like, I feel like I'm on a flight. But I'm like, God, this is what I asked
Thank
for.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it gets stressful, B.
Yeah.
I had moments where I was like, God, what is happening? Even during the fast, I was like, what is happening? And he literally said, Crystal, I need to know that you can handle where I'm taking
Jesus.
You.
Jesus. I said, okay.
I got chills just now.
Okay,
I said,
me too.
God. I was like, because he said, it's going to be stressful. But I need to see how you handle this little stress for where it's going.
My God.
And you have spoken to me. I've had so many people let me know, Crystal, it's about to get crazier. I hope you know where you
are. I say that to you. Yeah. I see it.
And I keep hearing, I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. Like, because it's not just, it's not falling on deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
But also just being like, okay, God, I need to learn how to move in this stressful, stressful space. Because as you continue to grow, more people see something in you. And they're like, I want to help you do this. I want to
do this. I want to do that.
And I'm like, okay. It's like, and then this person over here feeling type of way because this person's got a different type of reach.
Yep.
And you're like,
yep.
Okay, how
where
can
do
we,
I go?
Yes. And how do I keep everybody together?
Yeah.
I'm, I love, I'm loyal.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure everybody, nobody feels slighted or anything.
Yeah, left out or, yeah.
So,
and you're going to have to balance that too
baby,
now, Crystal.
Baby.
Crystal?
Yeah, even with friends.
You're going to now look now.
Because I've had let people, one of my best friends had to let her go because it turned into this sense of entitlement.
Jesus.
That like my life, I'm supposed to have what you have. But I haven't done anything and you should have put me on your show. But you put somebody else
my
on
guy.
There. And I'm like,
my God.
This girl over here been working and grinding for years and doing our own thing. Like, huh?
It's entitlement.
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 And Petey talked about that. Them toxic traits.
Yeah. Them red flags. Since I've been going to change, every single... I said, oh, Petey, he's talking to God.
Our phones are tapped because I know God listens. You know, he is tapped in.
The hope from relationships, the red flags, the... It's been in order of
in
my
order.
Life.
Yeah.
In order.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this has been, change is such a blessing to us, y'all.
It
we
is.
Love Change Church. Yeah. It's such a blessing. But, you know, I went through that too. Mm-hmm. Just a public friend breakup.
Yeah.
And I was public.
Yeah.
So it was so hard.
That's hard. Yeah.
But it's like maneuvering through that, not only publicly, but in my space of like, you know what? Not even just with that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying in general, with family.
Yes.
With people I've let stay in my home.
Mm-hmm,
with
mm-hmm.
people. You can have the couch.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you need. Actually, I'm going to post you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do... You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all aren't entitled to my platform.
No.
Y'all aren't entitled to walking a red carpet with me. Y'all aren't entitled...
I'm about to go. I'm going to talk to you.
Why I'm taking your picture on the carpet? Why I'm holding the camera?
Right. Or mad when they only want to take your picture. Because I'm... Huh? That's what they paid to do. They're paid to take my picture.
But you know why we feel bad? Because of our heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
no. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have people around that know the vision,
mm-hmm.
know that right now,
this
everybody,
your time.
This is my time.
Yeah.
I am the head of the ship. Everybody mm-hmm. cannot be the pilot.
Yeah.
I need a flight attendant.
Yes.
I need somebody to sit in the seats,
mm-hmm.
or we ain't got nobody to fly.
Hello.
I need somebody to the people that's on
the ground. Yeah.
On the ground.
Yeah,
you get in the plane. Every single position is important.
Yeah.
I'm no better than you,
mm-mm.
but this is my position.
Yeah.
I'm the face. And if I'm not okay, then none of y'all have jobs.
No,
anyway.
It trickles down to every single
Nobody
position.
Nobody else is okay.
Yeah.
I can't take care of my friends. I can't take care of my family.
Family. Yeah, none of that.
Man, so, you know, and PD said this recently, a good idea
mm-hmm.
is not always a God idea.
Come on now.
Just because it seems like a good friendship or
yeah.
a good door to walk through,
mm-hmm.
like you said, all these people are pulling you,
yeah.
it doesn't mean God said to do it.
Right.
You know, so
yeah.
being very discerning, in this season.
And another thing I also want to say when I touch on like friends is that also being cognizant that as you change, they're adjusting too. And it's sometimes they just like, wait, like my friend's whole life is changing
yep.
and like I'm still doing the
yep.
same thing.
Yeah.
But it takes people to have that maturity. Like, wait a minute. That's my best friend. If I'm in the neighborhood, God, he not going to pass me by.
I'm next.
So having that spirit of like, I'm so happy for
yeah.
you. But also being aware that like, this is adjustment for the people
yeah.
around me too.
Yeah.
And some people just can't adjust.
Yeah.
You know, they're
yeah.
either jealous or they just need to it takes time for them to
Jesus.
Catch on and be like, okay, you know what? This is where my friend is. I'm going to get on board.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes
yeah.
it takes maybe a separation for them to realize
yeah.
or not.
That season is just over. Yeah. But yeah, I'm proud of you for maneuvering through that. Yeah. It's not easy.
It's not.
It's not. And losing people and growing. And I seen an interview of Tyler Perry. He said that too. Mm-hmm. You know, the when the rocket takes off, I think yes, it was the boosters, that analogy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The boosters fall off. Because they'll just wait the bracket ship down if
and
they don't.
It'd be so sad though, because mm-hmm. the people that you start off with, you think they're going to be at the end. Mm-hmm. From family to friends to... Man, some of
you dream about stuff together.
Dream
like,
about
yo,
it.
When I get this,
I'm gonna do we this.
Gonna do
we
this.
Gonna do this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what I was gonna say. The like you said, the discernment. Mm-hmm. I've been praying so heavy about that because I used to think just because you were doing or you showed up or mm-hmm. you did all these things, you were a good person.
Mm-hmm.
What is your why are you doing it?
Why are you doing it?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing it?
Yeah.
What is your heart posture mm-hmm. in it? That's why
that's real.
Man sees this. Mm-hmm. God sees the heart.
Yes, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. it's like if you say, I'm cold. Oh, here, yeah. Crystal. Here, mm-hmm. take this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Or if you say, I'm cold.
That's different.
I still did it.
Yeah, but it's the heart posture.
I don't want to
like,
share.
And then I don't want it no more. I'm like, I'm good.
You know?
Yeah.
Or if you say, I'm cold, I'm like, okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You yeah. didn't see it.
Yeah.
You didn't feel it.
Uh-uh.
But my heart is not right.
Yes.
Woo! I still gave you the cover. Now you're warm.
Yeah.
And you're like, thank you, girl. And I'm
you're
over
like,
here like,
mm, yep.
In my mind, it's my shit.
Why, right.
Why do I have to get...
Yep.
You don't even that's know right. I don't want to share.
Right.
You don't even know I'm jealous.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know I'm mm-hmm. envious. You just think, she's so giving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's such a servant.
Yeah.
She's so...
Yeah.
Oh!
Uh-huh. Get off of me, Satan.
Oh!
It's a real
that
thing.
That is deception.
It's deception. Yeah.
That is deception. Mm-hmm. That is scary to me.
It's so scary.
What is your heart?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
ooh,
I can't
that's
ever,
real.
Mm-mm.
That is so real.
I can't ever go through that again.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Yeah.
Ever, 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 ever. Mm-hmm. God, I need discernment. Show me quick. Take the scales off.
Please.
Take the veil off quick.
Fast.
Show me instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving yeah. so slow now.
Yeah.
What is your heart?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't care about what you do.
Mm-mm.
I don't care about what you give me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about how you support. No. If your heart isn't right,
yeah,
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
I don't want
mm-mm.
it. Oh, we. Sorry. I had
no.
to get that out.
Yeah, no. And it'll reveal itself. Time reveals all.
But you could, I think, thank you. I think where I'm having issues, I guess with forgiving myself for mm-hmm. certain things
mm-hmm.
from my childhood.
Yeah.
And we talked about our childhood.
Yeah,
our childhoods are so much alike.
They are very similar.
We had a discussion about it. We were like, yo, bawling.
Literally.
I feel like every time I'm with you, I'm crying.
We're crying.
It's a release. It's happy.
Yeah.
It's support. It's tears. Sometimes it's trauma. It's
mm-hmm.
healing. But our childhoods are so much alike, maneuvering through that and being like, it's not just from your adulthood.
No.
It comes from when you're younger. I'm not just talking about one situation. I'm talking about things I've seen with men.
Yes.
Things I've seen with girls around me.
Mm-hmm.
Things I've seen with family, how
yeah.
they act different when you come up.
Mm-mm.
God,
yeah.
show me quick, because I feel like if I knew at the beginning,
yeah.
it would have saved me so much pain.
Jesus.
If I would have went to him at the beginning, it would have saved me so much pain.
Yes. Yes.
I said this in the first episode. I'm not making another decision without consulting with him first.
You can't. Literally every, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says people go in their closets and they're just babbling to God.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And
yeah.
it says, just say the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
So there was a season in my life where I finally said, okay, I'm just going to say the Lord's Prayer and say, thy will be done.
That's it.
Because I know whatever God has for me is beyond what I could even think.
Yeah.
I'm going to let him know, God, these are the things on my heart and so I want to do, but thy will be done.
Yeah.
Because I know if it doesn't happen, you're protecting me from something.
Yeah.
But literally, like when you allow him to like, hey, God, this is what I want to do. How you feeling about it? Show me a sign.
Quick.
Let me
know.
Like Gilead, yeah. where he's like, okay, well, if I wake up and the dew is around the rug, then I know you're going to be
then
doing
I know.
It. Then he wakes up. Okay, God,
okay,
one more time. Hit the dew on the rug and everything else be dry. Then I'm going to notice what you want me to do.
We
I
don't
was like,
be,
I am so Gilead.
We,
I need
so,
1,000 signs.
You already got the sign. He's actually a man outside your house holding up the sign. No.
Right.
Be like,
don't do
no,
it.
Another sign.
Yeah,
Lord.
Another one, Lord.
Yeah.
How many do you need?
Yeah.
But yeah.
He gonna give it to you.
Yeah, I'm
so
I love that
proud
you do
of
that.
You. Thank you.
You.
I'm so proud of you.
Yes.
You freaking dope, bro.
Oh.
I've got to see it. Excuse me. I've got to see it without the cameras,
yes.
y'all. I've got to see it off TV. I've got to see it in her safe space, in a car, or we're out to dinner, or she is the same person. Yeah. You just so.
Unless I'm checking somebody in Pilates class. excuse me.
She checked somebody in Pilates class. I went up to her. I said, you go, girl. I would have never been able to do that. I'm so proud of you for your boundaries and sticking up for yourself. I was But you see, that's the little girl in me that's like, you go, Glen Coco. She said, excuse me, this is supposed to be a relaxing moment. She said it with so much grace. Y'all, saying no and sticking up for yourself and having boundaries doesn't have to be mean.
It does not.
You're still a kind person. Mm-hmm. She said, thank you, too, at the end.
That sure did.
She said, first of all, she started off, excuse me. Mm-hmm. She didn't say, excuse me, bitch. No. Excuse me. This is supposed to be a relaxing setting. We're supposed to enjoy. We're supposed to, you know, have our zen. We're supposed to be able to meditate in here. It should be quiet. Could you ladies please quiet down? Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, not her having boundaries, sticking up for herself, setting the tone, and being nice. I said, oh, I could do this.
It's the way to do everything. It is.
Oh, my God. It was so, it was a moment for me. I talked to her after. I said, you really, really said something, and I would have never been able to say that.
Yeah, even the instructor, when she's like,
thank you so much.
Yeah, she's like, I was like, girl, listen, we paying for this.
This ain't free.
This is not free. Yeah.
Ooh, we. So yeah, y'all, take that away, you guys. Being, I say this now, I don't, and I put it in my caption for my birthday. I put in my little baby picture, and I just so be looking
girl,
at
your face
little,
has not changed.
It's the same.
It's the same. It's your birthday. I was like, this girl face is not changed.
I gotta see your baby pictures. I love baby pictures. I'll be like, looking at my baby pictures, like, what was she thinking about?
Yeah. Oh my
was
goodness.
She okay this day?
Yeah.
Ooh. Was she sad this day? Mm. Was she really happy? Was she hopeful? Was she stressed?
Right.
At 7, at 10, whatever.
Baby.
But I put this in the caption. I said, no longer am I going to be a nice person.
Mm.
I'm going to be a kind person with a good heart. But even in the caption, I put, Jesus was assertive.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
Jesus had boundaries.
He wouldn't
Jesus
told that
said
thing
no.
Up. Yeah.
He told it like it was. Mm-hmm. He stood on the truth. Mm-hmm. He didn't bite his tongue.
He didn't.
Jesus was kind.
Yes,
he was, but he wasn't brushing stuff under the rug.
Mm-hmm. He told people like it was. If they were right, they were right. They're wrong.
If you're wrong, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He stood up for something.
Yeah.
He vocalized his concerns. Mm-hmm. He vocalized what was right and what was wrong.
Yeah.
And I want to be more like that in this season. I don't want to brush stuff under the rug and be like, it's okay.
No, I'm no longer nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm kind.
Kind.
I'm a good person with a great heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that. And can't nobody take that away from me.
Yeah.
But I'm no longer passive.
Yeah.
Jesus was assertive.
He was.
Yeah. He was assertive. Be assertive, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you could be assertive in a good way, but be assertive.
Yeah.
So what's something before we go you are taking with you into this year, the rest of 2024? Mm-hmm. I know your birthday's coming up in October.
Yes. Oh,
so you have a while to prepare for your birthday, a couple months, but it's going to be here like that.
It is. Time is flying.
Flying.
Oh my.
You
it's
hear
already.
Me?
What is this? Yeah. We're already in
April.
It's April.
April. Oh, about to be May in 2 weeks.
I'm taking May. I'm already.
Yeah, you already
in May. My
brain
is already in May.
In May. Yeah, so that's what I'm taking into this year. My assertiveness and not only that, but my resilience.
Yes.
That is what this year is about for me.
Yeah.
So what about you?
I am taking in my voice because there are things that I'm going to have to stand on business
Jesus.
On and I've got to speak up about it. So I'm taking that into the rest of the year because there are so many things that are coming up that I have to really be strong with.
Yep.
And also taking my no. Because my friends always tell me, like, girl, you would say no so quick. I'm like,
But
that's
that
where
new?
My piece is. Past year, in the like, really 2 years, when I turned 40, I'm 41.
Okay.
So the past year, I, like, woke up and I was like, if I don't want to do it, I'm not doing it. With a straight face? No.
No.
Like, you want no.
Wow.
Chris, you would no.
I actually don't want to do that.
Mm-mm. Even if it's just because I just want to sit down and do nothing.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing to do.
Exactly.
Me recharging.
Yes.
Is
yeah,
my
this
to do.
Battery
and
is real.
I'd rather do nothing in this house with my robe on.
Baby, I got a favorite robe too. As soon as I get in the house.
When that's on?
Oh, goodness.
Don't call me.
Somebody
Titties
called me yesterday. They was like, what you doing? I was like, listen, it was 7 o'clock. I said, I already put my robe on. Dinner's been ordered. I'm done.
Bra is off.
Oh.
Titties on the ground.
Literally.
It's too late. When this latch come off.
Come on.
These three hooks.
It's over
You
with.
Better catch me on hook one. When that third one, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, honey. That's
so
me every time
that.
I get in the car. I'll be like, driving. oh, my gosh.
Makeup wipes off.
Everything
on the way to the house.
Yes, I love that. That's what I'm taking for the rest of the year.
Okay, and what's something that you will try again? Something you've tried that you're trying.
I love that.
Something it could be anything. It ain't got to be like serious, but it can be whatever. But
I'm gonna try love again.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping hope alive, and when the right person comes, I'm praying that God sends a person that's in alignment with me.
Okay,
and that's what I want. I need that. you know, somebody that's definitely in alignment with their walk with God.
I love that.
Yeah. So I don't have to like pull them with me. I need somebody that can guide me.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
It's like y'all guiding financially, business, this, that. Yeah. And I got to beg you to come to church.
No, literally, I had one guy, we had a really long day. I was tired. And he's like, you just want to stay and watch online? I said, we just went to the Hawks game. I was tired yesterday. You think I'm not going to get up and go to church? For an hour and a half? Church ain't even that long.
No.
Yes, I'm going to get, I need to be
get
in
up.
The house.
I don't want
to
watch at home.
Yeah, no. The only way I'm watching online is if I'm not in Atlanta.
Same.
That's it.
If I'm
here,
in Atlanta, I'm physically there.
I need to be there. I have to. Yeah.
I love that. I'm so proud of you. Okay, she told me not to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. We can edit it out loud.
Do it.
Because I love it. What's something you would never try again?
Ooh, something I would never try again.
Because people, y'all got to know when, okay, this season, you got to let that go. Now, sometimes God says, okay, that ain't for you.
That ain't for you.
What is something that you tried, you're like, I'm not doing that again.
I guess my ex. Because like, we dated in college and then I tried it again. Let's not try that
again. Let's not try that again. Yeah. You are not the one.
Yeah, I tried it.
Okay.
Yeah,
no. Okay, that's good. Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah, thank you.
I love you.
This is so good.
It was so good. I feel like we have so much more that we could have talked about. I wanted to tap into more with our childhood stuff and not go into depth, but
maybe we can do a part two or something.
Put it in the comments. First of all, who wants to, I got to come on your platform.
Yes.
I got to come on there. Keep the positive speed. I love you so much. You have inspired me in the podcast space. Aww. Even I'm like, okay, who is a podcaster that's on their own? Mm-hmm. Just doing it on your own.
Yeah.
I've watched your episodes. I've looked at your aesthetic. I've listened to you talk. I'm like, I tell her this all the time. She inspires me. I look up to her. This is like my big sister, y'all. Like, I've looked at you in that space and you've done it so gracefully, being yourself, and you're just an example of me.
Even when
in comedy, people ask, who do you look up to? I'm like, Pretty V.
Yep. Oh my God, love
Jess Hilarious.
Her. Yes.
The people that are to the right and the left of me, I didn't grow up like being like, I want to be like Queen Latifah. Yeah. Even though she's an amazing actress,
Fantastic.
An amazing woman, an amazing comic, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up saying, I want to be the next, you know, whoever, female comic.
Yeah.
No, I look at my peers.
Yeah.
That's what inspires me. The people that are doing it in this same realm. Mm-hmm. You are doing that in the podcast space for me. I'm watching you, girl.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, I can do it.
You can.
You have inspired me to do this.
Yes.
So I thank you for that.
Thank you.
I'm watching you. Just
I'm
like
watching
the rest
you.
Of the world, girl.
We're doing it. Support. And there's space for everyone. That's what I want people to understand is that a lot of times women in particular, I don't know how men are. I can only speak about women. Is that when we are doing the same thing, we don't feel like we can support the next person.
Yeah.
There's space for everybody.
And there are millions of people that support her that might not know who B. Simone is. Or may not have seen this side of me until I'm with her.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. You're networking, you're opening up your audience and you're doing it with somebody you like.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't just want anybody on this couch because they have a platform.
Mm-mm.
Do you have a story and do we connect well?
There you go.
That's it. So I love you. I thank you for coming. And okay. Let us know. Number one, should we do a dating show?
Yeah.
Could y'all be here for that?
Let us know.
Look, because we can line up the men's now.
Come on now.
We can
line
this
them
be
up.
The next Netflix or the next YouTube.
Come on. Okay.
Or the next Patreon,
who's
baby. Don't,
cutting the
don't,
check.
Don't, who's cutting the check? Don't make me go to Patreon to make my own check.
Come on now.
And if y'all want a part two, we got to talk again. What do you want more of? Of our stories, us together?
To
we got more to talk about.
Yeah.
I thank you. I love you, sister.
I love you. No, thank you so much.
Thank
this is
you.
Beautiful.
Thank
the
you.
Energy here. Your crew is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you so much.
I'm doing it. All right,
you are.
Y'all. I'm doing it. Let's try this again. Another episode with Crystal Renee. I love you guys. See you guys next week. Make sure you listen to the audio on all audio platforms. And we'll see you next week on YouTube. YouTubes are every Tuesday. Audio is every Monday. Love you guys. All right, you guys, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Let's Try This Again podcast. Keep pushing forward, baby. Keep smiling and remember to never, ever, ever give up. Don't forget to subscribe and share the podcast with everybody you know. Until next time, stay resilient and remember, I love you guys so very much. Oh, if you're only listening to the audio, make sure you go to YouTube and also watch the visual. Why? Because at the beginning of every episode, there's a weekly vlog you don't want to miss.